Well, sticking with animals that can give you a nasty sting, our next Christmas critters are a group of ocean drifters that pack quite a punch.
My name is Jill Mapstone, and I'm a scientific associate at the Natural History Museum in London. And I work on some rather unusual animals there, which are called siphonophores. These are marine creatures which live mostly in the deep sea, and often they're actually called string jellyfish or string jellies because they tend to look a bit like a string. So they have a number of swimming bells at one end, and these all pump together to push the animal forward by jet propulsion in a certain direction. And then behind that you have more stem with serially reproduced mouths, each with a tentacle. And usually there are some sort of flotation structures called bracts, which look a little bit like leaves, and also the reproductive organs in there. So this part of the stem can actually go on for metres in some larger jellyfish. I think one of the largest ones ever found, siphonophore, was about 50 metres long. And I'm interested in them because they are important predators in the sea. They eat a lot of fish larvae and things like that, which are, of course, important for humans. But also they're quite remote and difficult to access. And if you can see them live from the submersible, then they look really beautiful. So now, would you know any siphonophores if you saw them? Well, there is one which you probably have heard of, but this is not actually typical at all of the group, and that is the Portuguese man of war, whose Latin name is Physalia. This is very unusual because it's got a big float, floats on the surface of the sea. Very few things can eat them, although actually turtles can, but they're pretty difficult to study because they're so venomous and you don't really want to get entangled with one when you're swimming, because they can have long tentacles that stretch underwater for some distance, and these are actually can give you a very nasty sting and leave scars on your body, and if you're actually rather ill before you get a sting, maybe, or predisposed to some problem, health problems, then you could actually be killed by one, although this very rarely happens. So that's the Portuguese man of war. Still, we don't really know how many species there are in the sea. At the moment, I think we think there's one, but there may be another one because off Australia you get a smaller one called the blue bottle. Anyway, they're interesting animals, but the ones that I study are really more beautiful, I would say, and they live in deep water, so they're really rather mysterious. So actually, they are really the most fascinating group of animals.
That was Jill Mapstone from the Natural History Museum introducing the siphonophores, including the Portuguese man of war and the blue bottle. And I actually saw some blue bottles washed up on a beach when I was living in Sydney in Australia. And they're actually a lot smaller than I expected. I could have fit, not that I would want to touch one, but if I had wanted to, it would have definitely easily fitted in the palm of my hand. But they are really beautiful creatures, although, as Jill said, not necessarily representative of the whole group.
Yep, I got stung by a blue bottle when I was snorkeling off Rottnest in Western Australia, and it was just a tiny little piece of a tentacle that had broken off, but it really wasn't much fun. Out.